104.7 Heart FM and the world's best music. That's Imagine Dragons with Believer to 809. It's Dan and Marcy. Nice to have you with us on a Wednesday morning. And it's going to be a string of very nice days and temperatures, Marcy.
Yeah, like high of 27 today, 28 tomorrow. Like, this does not feel like mid-April weather.
And it's not even, well, I guess it's close
it's
to mid-April.
It's almost mid-April.
April 12th. 14 at studios right now. It's crazy. Something that is coming to town, we talk about turning up the heat a little bit. We're going to have some of the best curlers in Woodstock over the next, well, today through Sunday. There are a couple of different things happening here. It's the mixed and senior mixed provincial championships. It runs through Sunday. 64 curlers in town. It's a pleasure to welcome into the studio a couple of members from the Woodstock Curling Center, Darlene Wood and Allison Pegg. Darlene and Allison, welcome to Heart FM.
Thanks for having us, Dan.
Good morning.
It's great to have you here with us. And this is very exciting, I would imagine, for the Woodstock Curling Center.
It sure is. It is a very exciting event that we have going on this week.
How long has it been in trying to prep to get this thing put together? Who'd like to take that?
About 9 months or so, actually.
9 months of meetings and all of that good stuff. That
gathering up all our volunteers.
Yeah. So
it's been a long go.
Just to clarify, so these are like pretty much two different provincial championships happening at the same time. So there's mixed and then there's senior mixed, right?
Exactly.
You got it.
Yeah. Okay. So, and how does it work? So does there have to be two men, two women on each of these rinks?
Yeah, you got it. You guys have done your homework. Well done.
And the other portion you were explaining is they also have to alternate. They can't always play lead and third, right?
Exactly. So they do have to alternate man, woman, four-man team or four-person team, pardon me. Often you'll find an alternate on the team, but then they have to sub in at that position.
Uh-huh.
So it still has to alternate. The mixed portion of it are folks that are 20 or so years up to perhaps 50, maybe above 50. Senior mixed is 45 for women, 50 for men, and upwards and beyond that. So it's a really nice showcase of what our sport is about that showcases people of all ages.
Perfect. And I know that all the action begins actually just in a few hours, which is pretty exciting. How can people check this out?
Yeah, people can come on down to the center anytime this week. They can come and watch our games. There's four, what we call a game is a draw. That's curling lingo for a game.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I'd forgotten,
So you might see that lingo if you check out the schedule on the website. But yeah, people can come on down. It's completely free. Come on, get out of the hot weather that we've been hearing about this morning. And watch and take in some really good curling. It's going to be really good curling.
And if you can't make it over to the Woodstock Curling Center, it can be live streamed too, right?
Sure can. Curl Ontario set up all of their stuff yesterday, so by all means, enjoy the show live streaming. As Allison said, some really great curlers. Some of these curlers have already previously, in previous years, been on to nationals. So you are going to see, and we are going to see, some excellent curling this week. We are so looking forward to hosting this event.
We're speaking with Darlene Wood and Allison Pegg about the Mixed and Senior Mixed Provincial Championships, which are coming into the Woodstock Curling Center, actually starting today. One of the things that we want to point out is showcasing this facility to the public as well. The lounge, there's been a lot of work that's been done in there as well. I was there for an event, I think it was Curl for Safety, Wes Mazur's event a little while ago. But it's been newly renovated. It's a beautiful facility. And really, try and introduce people to curling and how much fun they could potentially have.
For sure. So like COVID, like everybody else, we did a little renovation of our own, you know? We do have a great facility that's available for rent here in town to have any sort of social events and that kind of thing. So if you are interested, you can email us. Just look up the website. And send us an email, for sure.
And you mentioned everyone can enjoy the sport. Our center offers an excellent Learn to Curl program.
Oh, nice.
It is top notch.
It sure is. And it has, we have grown immensely because of that. And it is done by volunteers. Our entire center is volunteer-based.
Wow, my goodness.
And
that's
we have
amazing.
Had some great retention and great enthusiasm over that Learn to Curl program.
Yeah.
How long have the two of you been curling? Just at a curious note.
I started curling when I was a kid, when I was 7.
Oh, wow.
So I've been curling off and on for about 25 years.
And what about you, Darlene?
My first go at it was in high school by happenstance. Curled 1 year. Loved it. Had a few years off with young kids and then now have been back at it for about 20 years. So,
what would you... I feel like the slide is the most difficult part to try and... I don't even know. I talked to some of the people from Rachel Schreiber's rink, and they said even they still sometimes struggle with it. It's one of those things that you always have to be very conscious of. And the one thing that, and I forget which one of the women it was that mentioned it to me, it's keeping your back knee off the ice is just as important as any other part of your slide.
Mm-hmm. Curling is a balance game.
Sure is. We call it the weebles. So one time, you know, every now and again, you get the weeble wobbles. But yeah, yeah. You know, as you say, you've got to keep your balance. It is a little harder than you think, but that's where that Learn to Curl program comes in. And we are constantly working on our slide, working on our deliveries. And it is a game that you can change and advance with and get better and better at as time goes on. You're not going to perfect it in a year. You're not going to perfect it in 20.
Yeah.
So it's constantly, you're working on your skill level.
Like your golf game, right?
That's right.
It must be so, you know, for people like Glenn Howard and, you know, the others out there, Rachel, you know, once they can finally slide past that hog line and keep going to the center, to the middle of the ice, it's like, man, I have arrived. You know, this is such a great feeling inside if you could do that. Another thing that that happens with the ice, a lot of people who don't curl, pebbling has to be done. It's what helps the rocks and things. And you said this is going to be done after every game today and through the weekend?
After every single game. So what happens is the pebble is what makes it curl.
Yeah.
And then during the game, you'll see people sweeping and hurrying hard. And they're, you know, they're wearing down that pebble.
That's
so
right.
Our ice maker gets out on the ice after every game to give it a new, fresh little pebble there. So,
yeah, okay. Kind of going with a wand and there's some water that sprays out of it and creates that pebbling effect, which helps make the curling exciting. Now, when it comes to... the round robin, the rinks will be full, like all four of them will have games going on. But then when it comes down, how do we decide how many move on to the finals? Is there a playoff format?
Yeah, so they'll work their way through the round robin. They'll then the top teams will advance to the semifinals, and then two teams from there will go on to the finals. The mixed side of the competition, the winners of that side will actually advance to nationals.
Oh, nice.
And then from the senior mixed, this is their provincial
their
event
championship.
And they will go home with a banner for their center, and they'll kind of finish off their season in that regard.
Will the finals go on Sunday? Is that how it's all working out? And will the mixed and the senior mixed go at different times?
Yes, so finals are Sunday. And, Dar, do you know the time?
Sunday at 1, I believe it is. And both the finals will actually be at the same time.
Oh, they will?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there'll be lots of action
exciting
to partake. Yeah. It's always cool when there's multiple rinks going. Sorry?
Oh, no, exactly. 100%.
Yeah. Anything before we let you go? I know opening ceremony is happening tonight. The first action gets underway at noon today. But, Darlene or Allison, anything that you want to pass along before I let you go?
No, we really hope to see you out at the center and enjoying some curling. Yeah.
And if you want to check out more details, like they mentioned, everything is posted up to their website. It's, what is it? Woodstock Curling?
Curling.com.
WoodstockCurling.com. Yeah. So if you want to live stream, want to check out scores, want to find out more details about becoming a member of the center, just hit them up. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much, Dan. And I look forward to seeing you tonight because you are coming to MC our opening ceremonies this evening. So Heart FM has been an extreme support to our curling center, and we love having you as our number one media group. So thank you so much, you two, for having us in this morning.
Yeah, it's been really nice talking with y'all.
It's been lovely. And we really appreciate the support that we have received from the city of Woodstock as well, from loads of businesses that have supported this event. It's an event that can bring in all sorts of revenue for different groups through in town, restaurants, hotels, shopping, all sorts of things. So we're looking forward to that. And we look forward to seeing everybody out at our center to enjoy the Learn to Curl program in the fall that has been an absolute hit.
Check out our lawn signs.
Yeah. That's right. Check us out.
It's a perfect time to take opportunity to witness it in person. The WoodstockCurling.com at the Woodstock Curling Center here in the Friendly City. Allison, Darlene, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much.